Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, April 5th. Happy Resurrection Day. Happy Easter Sunday. Happy birthday to my mom. What a great day to have a birthday. I love you. Happy birthday yesterday to Cam Hinckley, our maintenance supervisor. Okay, a lot of announcements right there together. Can you tell I'm super excited about this day? About reading in God's Word, about the resurrection, and also reminding us that Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. Our first passage is Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10, and I'm reading in the New International Version. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." What stuck out to you in that passage? Was it the fact that Mary Magdalene and Mary went to look at the tomb because they wondered about what might happen? Did the earthquake stick out to you, or the guards who sat afraid and shook and became like dead men? For me, it was the interaction with the angel that stuck out. I thought it quite curious how he responded to the women. "He has risen from the dead and has gone ahead into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." It's like, hey, I did my job. I was supposed to tell you. Maybe you thought about the greeting that Jesus shared with the women, which was, "Greetings. Hello." What did they do when they saw Jesus? They instantly knew, after having seemingly lost him, what a beautiful, glorious sight it was to see his face. And may we with them today metaphorically bow down, clasp his feet, and worship him. And now let us move over to the book of Romans to remember what Paul says in chapter 6, verses 3 through 11 about the Lord's resurrection and our hope. Oh, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. And as is our daily rhythm, let us read from the Psalms. Psalm 84. For the director of music, of the sons of Korah, a psalm. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young. A place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Thank you for listening along on this Easter Sunday. We have lots of opportunities at church today for you to gather with other saints. And if you cannot be there, we'll have many on the live stream. I pray that today is filled with joy for you as we remember the Lord who reigns. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to worship you. We, like Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, cling to your feet. We cry out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus, thank you for perfectly fulfilling the law of God. For each and every action and each and every time when you didn't act out. We thank you for the culmination in the cross and for the defeat of death in your resurrection. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. We pray over those who have birthdays in April, specifically Cam and my mom and others that you bring to mind even now. We ask, Lord, that you would watch over your child as their days increase. Bless and keep them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their heart may your peace, which passes understanding, abide all the days of their life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.